Hi. It's 3:33 in the morning. All is still and dark and quiet. Something that's been floating around for a long time has come up to talk about, and I've been delaying it because it's not clear. It hasn't lined itself up. But it's got quite strong, so I'm going to ramble on about it. What it's about is a subject that we've talked about many times, and that is how everything vibrates, has a frequency, and how this frequency emanates, radiates out. Scientific studies have confirmed this, that everything is vibrating, moving. Some of these studies have shown that this vibration doesn't just stay with the object, but produces a field of energy around itself. Not only life and living things, but everything. Now, if you look at this principle that everything is radiating this frequency endlessly, then everything that's vibrating is affecting everything else, everything. All these vibrations are affecting everything around, which could be one of an explanation for astrology, that when you're born, planets and stars and everything are all vibrating at a certain way in a certain time, and that affects you as you're born. It can explain a lot of things. And one thing it can explain is that what we hear so often in many ways, especially from the East and the sages and wise people there, that all is one. So if we're all vibrating and all our vibrations are intermingling, we're affecting each other all the time. So everyone is affecting everything all the time. And that's the principle about when we talk about when you have a negative thought, that negative thought radiates out and affects everything. And as most people are negative a lot of the time, especially with complaints and anger and resentment and revenge, not to mention those that are torturing somebody, and the person that's being tortured, all those vibrations are intermingling around all the time. And when you consider the amount of violence that's going on at the moment, it's not a surprise the state of the planet, and that it's getting worse. So many people who are against, who are self-centered, who are living just for themselves, that vibration is affecting everybody and everything. On the other hand, every time you're grateful, every time you're happy, every time you're pleased, out goes that energy and has an effect. Every time there's a show, a comedian that makes people laugh, a concert where people are uplifted, out goes that energy. It's said there are groups of people in the Himalayas who are just sitting, emanating caring and love, which are helping to keep the balance on the planet to the degree that we're not destroying ourselves. How this all came up and got started strongly this time was, I've just had a birthday, just entered into my 80th year, and a whole bunch of emails came in. Plus, there's been a new batch of donations sent to us for ourselves and to pass on to projects and for new equipment and support us generally. Now, every time one of these emails come in, we feel some gratitude, some love. We like being We like the gratitude. We like the love. We like feeling that we're taken care of. But you see, every time we feel that, we emanate that energy and it goes back to the source. Plus, when the source, the person that sends a donation or sends an email, as they do that, they feel good. They feel good by giving. That's what Sufi says. The giver should be thankful. Another way I'm aware of this all the time, over all these years I've been traveling, people have given me things, most of them practical things. And as I take care of things, practically everything I've been given I still use, even the clothes I've been given. I've been given 3 different weights, types of bathrobe. I still use them. And every time I reach out and pick up this robe, I have a feeling of gratitude towards the person that gave me that. Now, of course, almost certainly they won't be aware of it, but as I do that, so my gratefulness radiates and goes to them. And many other things I've got, many things. Every time I look at them, pick them up, there's a feeling of gratefulness, and that radiates out to the person who gave me that item. So we're all affecting each other all the time, whether we're aware of it or not. You probably remember me saying many, many times, when you start to wake up, you suddenly become aware that not only what you do and say, but every single thought has an effect. Every single thought. And what you think affects other people, and what they think affects you. So do you see, we're all affecting each other all the time. And we, with our thoughts, let alone our actions and words, with our thoughts, we are helping to create the state of the planet the way it is. I know many of you say you only read what I write and you don't follow up the links I send out about what's going on the planet. I'm sending these links out for you to be more aware about what's going on the planet, because your awareness and your caring can literally have an effect on the state of the planet. You being aware, you feeling, you caring has an effect on the planet. And being ignorant or shutting it off or avoiding it adds to the state of the way the planet is at the moment. Not that it's right or wrong, but, as is said, every action has an equal action. So, everything affects everything. You are affecting everything. Right now, what's going on with you is affecting the planet. Right now. As we said often, you can't make yourself be positive. But you can be aware of when you're negative, even in the slightest way. And you don't need to support any negative thoughts or energy. Not to suppress it, but not to support it. Just be aware of it and don't support it. We get addicted to gossip and againstness, and it's like any addiction. When you do it, there's some sort of satisfaction that goes on somewhere. The suggestion is, if you want the situation on the planet to change, if you want your life to change for the better, don't support the negativity. Don't support complaint or againstness or blame. Watch it. See it. Be aware of it. Take a breath. And neutralize it. So when you send that email of gratitude or that donation, or you stop the car to help somebody on the side of the road, it's not just somebody else you're helping. You are getting instant karma in that moment. By giving, you are getting. but also you're emanating a radiation that's supporting the planet to be more loving and caring, the planet you're living on. So you get instant karma and a repetitive karma that keeps coming back to you. And as I keep saying, the more you put out, the more you help and care, the more will come back to you. You will be helping the planet to come back to balance. And in your own life, you will find that life becomes magic. The more you put out, the more comes back. In a way that doesn't seem logical, eventually you seem as though you're getting a lot more than you're giving. Since I keep saying the same thing over and over, doesn't it? I feel as though I've been rambling on about it again. But this thing I see as so important to our individual lives. So take a look at your life. Just sit and take a look at the balance of how much is coming in for you. Just look around you. Look at your friends. Look at your life. What's coming in? Even your breath. And how much is going out? And what I'm attempting to share now is, as you give, that much you get, at least. So, if somebody gives you something, every time you use that, just be a little bit more aware, and then a little bit more energy will go out to them and will come back to you. It happens often. Just the other day, Joel and I hadn't sent an email to each other for some time, some weeks. As I had a feeling very strongly, I wrote an email to him. As I sent my email to him, so an email came in from him to me. And this happens often. Often people write and say, what you wrote about the other day was perfect timing that was going on in my life. Coincidence? To some extent. And in another way, we're all creating our own reality. At night, every time I get into bed, I sit before I go to sleep and let my mind wander over the day, everything that's taken place, where my mind picks up on emails that have come in and things that we've fixed around the place, things that people have done for us, contributed. And what this is to me is a time of sort of intense gratitude for my life and actually life in general and everybody that's part of it, consciously of course, but also everybody that's part of it unconsciously, all of us being one, everybody contributing. So I sit before I go to sleep and just feel this gratitude. And the same when I wake up in the morning again. Sit up, be still, and feel, and sense. And watch as the mind wanders over. And again, just incredible gratitude for my life, for life. And to all of you listening to this, thank you for listening, because that's contributing as well. So I'm coming back again to say thank you. Thank you for everybody that sent me birthday wishes. Thank you to everybody who sent donations to me and to what we're doing and we're sending on to other people that's radiating around. Thank you. And to say again to all of you who have given me gifts over the years, the results of that are still resonating. Because every time I use anything, I think of you with love. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Bye for now.